Happy Sunday, everyone. If you're listening on Sunday, we are recording on Sunday. Welcome to episode 15 of the Depressed Breakfast Club podcast. This week, we are going to touch on the delicate subject of, should your significant other have a say over who you are friends with? And if so, should they have a say on how much time you spend with them? How does that affect your mental well-being? As we all know, sometimes friends are what lift us. So we'll be talking about that. But first, as always, we'd like to let you guys know we are not medical professionals. Anything we say on here is of our own opinion. We ask you if you would like to try some of our coping mechanisms to please talk to your doctor before doing so. Do not go off your medication without speaking to your medical professional. And if you are at an extremely, extremely low point and you think things are hopeless, Joyelle is going to give you some numbers, places you can call and or text to talk to somebody about that. Joyelle?
Okay, so if you're feeling suicidal or you need somebody to talk to, you can call, in Canada, you can call the suicide hotline at 1-833-456-4566, or you can text message 45645. And in the US, you can call 988 or text talk to 741-741. So please, if you're feeling suicidal or need somebody to talk to, please reach out to these numbers. And on to Taylor.
Good morning, everyone. As always, our email address is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com, all lowercase. And you can give us a follow on our Facebook page under the same name. And this week's quote is, if they make you lose your family, lose your friends, lose your confidence, lose your self-esteem, or lose your happiness, then lose them. And that will be shared on our Facebook page later, unless Dana's already beaten me to it.
I have not.
Oh, okay, then. Good. Then it shall be shared on our Facebook page later, because I think it's a really, it's honestly the perfect quote for this week's episode that I don't know where you pull these from, but you get them chef's kiss perfect right on the what is the saying? Head of the nail. I'm losing the English language today, apparently.
Tip of the needle. I don't know.
Oh, nail on the head. Nail on the head. Nail on the head. That is how you COVID say that. Brain. I don't know what my excuse is. I have mental health issue brain.
Well, not too much COVID too.
You have layers like an onion and like an ogre.
Parfaits have layers. Can I be a parfait and not an onion?
It's because we both hate onions so much.
I'm just old.
I mean, there is definitely that too mixed in. With age comes responsibility and also forgetfulness. Okay, so obviously I'm curious for you, because I'm the one who came up with this week's topic. I suppose I've come up with most of them, but this one in particular is a specific one that I wanted to talk about. So obviously, in your girl's case, what do you think? Should a significant other have a say over who you're friends with?
No.
Ah.
Oh, there's a differencing of opinions. A
little bit. I find it a very complicated matter.
Okay. How so?
Elaborate.
Jinx.
I feel that, first off, I think it's the number one tactic and tool that a narcissist uses mm-hmm. to gain control over someone. And in that case, I think it's like, it happens so slowly and that you don't even notice it. And I find that it's, doesn't matter whether your friends are female or male.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, when I was, as being like somebody that was married. Now, when I was younger, I had lots and I had the majority more guy friends than I did women friends.
Yep.
So, I mean, going into my marriage, I mean, I had guy friends that like I knew since I was like 14 years old. And so would I, do I think that my spouse would have a right to tell me I can't talk to them anymore? No, I don't think that's proper. But to say, I started at a new job somewhere and I became friends with a guy, which is fine, right? But I don't think that as a married woman that new guy that I met should be calling me or should be like messaging me on Facebook and stuff. So, but I think that if you already have established relationships, then no, they shouldn't be able to tell you who you can and can't be friends with, and vice versa. Like I feel the same as it would be for if my spouse, all of a sudden some chick started calling him from work, you know, that or hanging out with him or is on his Facebook, you know, oh, she's so funny, and you know, I would have a problem with it.
I think it comes down to
trust.
Well, it comes down to trust and it comes down to communication. Because to me, like, I can see it from both perspectives. Like for me with my ex, she's the perfect example of why people have trust issues. And I was right to have the trust issues because she was cheating so yes. from so early on and would just say, oh no, he's just a friend. Oh no, they're just a friend. It's like, okay, but now knowing the truth, it's like, no, you lied about it. And you can see why people get the trust issues with it and want to have that say.
Yes, I've been cheated on. So
I understand it gives you that little voice in the back of your head where you're like, okay, so person X did it. Now that applies to all the others, whether you want it to or not. Like that's one of the things I worked in therapy for was I knew like earlier on, some of my friends were like, okay, let's get you back on the bandwagon. Let's go get you a new girlfriend. I'm like, I'm not ready because I will apply the baggage that I have. I will apply that to everyone coming forward and be like, oh, now y'all are going to fucking lie to me. You're going to do all these things. You're going to manipulate. You're going to be narcissistic. I can't trust the damn word coming out of your mouth. And I knew, and I was smart enough, thankfully, that I knew I didn't want to have that going forward. So I'm glad that I was like, nah, I'm going to just keep on going. I don't know if
you ever lose that. Do you ever lose that?
I won't apply it for me. I know that I won't apply it going forward. Like if I get that feeling in my gut, I'm going to trust it now more likely because I'm going to be like, okay, you know what? My gut's been right about everything. I should have fucking listened to it. But I was like, no, you're being dumb. You in there.
Because I mean, I've done both, right? I've been mm-hmm. cheated on. And then I've had the narcissist route
mm-hmm.
where I've been alienated from not just.
Yep.
male friends, but my female friends as well. Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think it comes into the communication, because I have a friend who's actually going through this situation where she became friends with her husband's friend and they ended up hitting it off, clicking really well. And then in a short matter of time, things went sideways for her and both spouses, because in both cases she's married and he's married, their significant others were just like, nope, we're not okay with this. You guys are talking on the phone too much, you're hanging out too much. It's like, okay, but nothing was going to happen because everyone knows everyone involved. And in my friend's case, I know how much she absolutely loves her husband. She has fought tooth and nail to get where she's at, And I know that she wouldn't do anything to compromise that, but it came down to the fact of not having enough communication, not because she didn't want to, but because her counterpart isn't open about things. So instead of talking through things and being like, hey, you know what? I'm not comfortable with him coming over and hanging out if I'm not home, or hey, when I'm home, can you cut back on the calls and spend more time with me, kind of thing. So instead it turned into a blowout fight that ended friendships and set her mental health back spiraling, because she was then told that she was no longer allowed to have her best friend, who she felt comfortable enough to be able to be like, hey, you know what? I'm having a really bad day. I need to talk to someone and just hang out and talk through the emotions so that I can process them. And now, instead of having that, she spiraled back, which is why it takes, like, it can take such a heavy hit on your mental health, because it can drastically drag you back, because suddenly you start questioning, like, okay, can I talk to anyone about any of this stuff? Are you going to tell me that I can't talk to these people? Do you not trust me? Why do you feel this way? Like, there's so many things that it comes up, makes you have so much self-doubt that it can cause people.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Go for it.
Because on the other hand, the spouse that is saying no, not necessarily like is saying that this is bothering, like that, it could be causing them mental, like the other spouse, mental stress, could be causing them emotional.
Oh yeah,
emotional pain, because they're, why am I not enough? Why can't, like, you know, why do you have to seek out this person? Why is this person always calling?
I completely agree with. And that's why, to me, the communication is the top thing.
Because I lie. Like, I know that's, I know I'm gonna, like, I'm very, this is a really hard topic for me. Because I see both sides of it.
Oh, yeah.
But having gone through it, like, in a million years, I trusted my husband. And in a million years, I would never, ever have thought he would cheat on me.
Yeah.
And even in my gut, when I felt that there was something going on, there was something wrong, that he was lying to me and stuff, never did I think it was that he was cheating on me. But he was. So
it's hard because
people aren't always, you don't always know who people are, or sometimes you don't even know yourself. And that you say, oh, you know, this is just a friendship, or this is just, you know, this is nothing. I love you, but things happen in life.
And that, but that's where it comes to open communication, because if you don't have open communication, then you're never going to know what's going through your significant other's mind. That was the part that always pissed me off with my ex, is that I told her, it's like, okay, if something changes, you have to bring me along on these changes. Like, if you suddenly aren't in love, then tell me when it happens, because we can either work on it and fix it and go forward, or then we can go from there and be like, okay, you know what, you're right, like, all of your, like, change all of your actions, change everything, change the entire trajectory and go about it from there.
But obviously, but in her case, we're having honest conversations.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say,
I guess that's what makes it complicated question, because in reality too, no, I don't think like anybody should tell you what you can and can't do. But I guess maybe to me it's more of a respect thing. And it's not so much, it's not so much the same, it's the opposite sex. So to me it's like,
that's not an issue for me.
Yes, to me So it's like, if I have, but yeah, kind of it is, kind of it still is, because if I'm married, I don't feel that I should, if I make, like, I'm not saying I can't talk to guys or have guy friends, but I think at some point it's, they shouldn't be calling me. Like, especially somebody you just met, not somebody that you've known for like your entire life, but say just somebody you just met at your job or something like that. Like, they shouldn't, I feel they shouldn't be, why should they be calling? Why do I need them to call me? Why do I need them to be on, I'm married, I have my husband, I have other, you know, I have friends. But if my husband's telling me I can't hang around with my girlfriends, I find that's different. And I think it's vice versa too. So it'd be same with you, right? You're into women. So it'd be acceptable if you're have all these guy friends, but then somebody might feel that if you have all these women calling you.
Yeah. But for me, it'd be a double standard because I have all these female friends.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with you that I think I'm presenting my own double standard.
The data just down there. You just see. You can tell she's like holding back so much. She's like inner peace.
I swear to God, I know that it's like it's my thoughts are fucked up, and I know they're completely providing my own double standard.
I'd say they're not fucked up though. They're like, I know exactly where they're coming from. It's because you've gone through traumatic events where you've had something. I would say exactly, it's jaded you towards things. And that's honest to God. That's why I went through so much therapy, is because I didn't want to bring that forward, because I'm going to go into whatever next relationship I have and I'm not going to bring that. Okay, we're going to let Dana talk before she explodes on the screen, because I can see her face. You guys can't, but oh my God, I can see,
her face.
The inner turmoil right now. I am dying laughing.
I'm going to get it.
So, as much as I love our talented peanut, I'm about to blow her right out of the water. I feel bad.
Oh my God, I can't believe, I'm so happy for this podcast right now. Oh my God. And finish her.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Peanut, I love you.
I like that we're starting off with the peanut, I love you. Now be prepared.
Trust is a two-way street.
Yeah.
Both parties must have complete trust in order for man woman friendships to work. In 1991, when the internet was a mere toddler,
it's a bitty baby,
there was a chat site called WDS or something like that.
Oh,
WCS.
Yeah. I know. Yes, I remember. About.
Yeah.
Where it was just one big chat room, and you logged in, and you're chatting with people all over the world.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Well, sorry. I remember hearing about it.
I met a guy.
You met a person.
I was 20 years old in 1991. He was 18. And we started chatting. And we were talking about the Detroit Red Wings. I never had a computer at home. I was at my bestie's house chatting with Kev the kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
for 2 years we chatted. We talked on the phone. I didn't have a boyfriend at the time. We talked on the phone for hours. I mean, hours. Then he said, I'm coming to Canada. I know a family in Amherstburg and I'm going to visit them. I would really like to meet you. Okay. We met, we hung out. It was interesting. It was a very rocky beginning. Like, honestly, I didn't think we were going to stay friends. I was like, the fuck, buddy, you know? But I got married in 2001. And he was in my wedding party. When I met Norm, I told him about Kevin. We don't use real names on this podcast. Kevin was my best friend, the person I told everything to. I mean, I have my female bestie. We've been friends since conception. Literally. I am 2 months and 7 days older than she is. But Kevin, we had a friendship unlike a friendship I've ever had. As time went on, he completed, like, and in the early stages of our friendship, he would come to Canada for Christmas. And then he would spend Christmas with my family. And it wasn't Mr. and Mrs. Farkas, it was Mom and Dad. My parents bought him presents. So Christmas morning, there were presents under the tree for him. He ate dinner with us. He stayed at my house. As time went on and he flourished in his career, he was able to afford things that would boggle some people's minds. Like, literally, your brains would leak out your ears. I never saw my friend as a large money bag. We had memories. We have memories. When I met Norm and I told him about Kevin, I said, you need to understand. He's a big part of my life and he will continue to be a big part of my life. I never hid anything about my relationship with Kevin from Norm.
Mm-hmm.
Norm was very accepting. When Kevin met Norm before we got married, you know, it was a very, really, you want to marry her type thing, you know? I'm dude. He doesn't call me anything but dude. His kids call me Auntie Dude.
Auntie Dude? I like it.
So the trust that I have with Norm and the trust that Norm has with me, when my 40th birthday was coming around, Kev said to me, what do you want to do for your 40th birthday? And we laughed because one of my favorite movies is While You Were Sleeping. And I said to him, I go, I want a stamp in my passport. I mean, I got a stamp in my passport when we got married, but it was the Bahamas. No, pardon me. It was coming back from the Bahamas. They stamped my passport in Florida. I got a U.S. stamp in my passport.
Nice.
So he said, how about you come to Europe for your birthday? He paid for my ticket to fly to Luxembourg.
Wow.
Nice.
And then he said, bring the kids. So then he added the kids on. So the kids were flying to Europe with me. And then he felt bad because Norm was staying home. And a few days after the kids and I got to Europe, Norm flew in. And we spent two weeks to where Kevin took us to Paris. We took the kids to Euro Disney. We took the kids to this amusement park in Germany called Fantasia Land.
That was, oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, my child, my oldest child, fell in love with roller coasters on that trip. We ate, so you know, it was that trust. Like Norm had no problem with just me going to Europe to Kevin's because that trust is there, right?
Mm-hmm.
To say the least, we've done crazy ass things in the 30 years we've been friends. And when I say crazy ass things, I mean, I came home from work one day when I was working at the Villanova High School. I got home at 10:30 in the morning and he's sitting on my couch and he's like, dude, pack a bag. I'm like, why? What's going on? He goes, we're driving to Pittsburgh for the hockey game tonight. Okay. We may stay overnight. Okay, Norm's like, have fun, you know. We drove to Chicago and sang Elton John songs on the way back on December 30th. We've gone to the NHL draft in Dallas for 4 days, stayed in the same motel room. I stayed in the same motel room with three guys. My husband trusted me because I trust my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly don't think. I think if Norm had told me before we got married, if Norm had told me that I couldn't have that friendship with Kevin, I don't think we would still be married, honestly.
Which is like what I get. Like I'm seeing that if you have established relationships, like friendships prior to like your relationship that precede that you've known that, no, I don't think they should, that somebody should tell you, you have to stop being friends with them. I'm more, if you're in a relationship and you newly meet somebody.
Okay, so I start my job at VP. I love a job at Big V. Yeah, Big V.
Oh, I remember Big V. I remember those days.
And I meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about one of my best friends. You were saying that you were talking to him about me never having a,
yep,
what do you call it, a
blizzard. Oh my god, she doesn't even know the name.
That's it, podcast is canceled, we're done with this, we're never doing it again.
So we'll call him when I call him Lurch.
Mm-hmm.
Lurch and I used to go all the time to Detroit for hockey games. Now Norm loves hockey. He loves going to hockey games. But I'd be like, Lurch and I are going to the hockey game tonight. Okay, have fun. Now that was a friendship I forged long after Norm and I were married.
I say, yeah, that would have been years.
I'm not saying Lurch and I talked on the phone nightly, you know, but he would text me every now and then. We've gone to Toronto to see the Yankees play against the Blue Jays. And it was Lurch and I are going to the baseball game in Toronto on the 18th of August or whatever it was. All right, well, have fun, drive safe. Let me know when you're there. Let me know when you leave. Because it's trust. It doesn't matter when your friendship starts. If you have that trust, it shouldn't matter.
I think you're a rarity.
I am.
I think you and Norm are a rarity.
I mean, they're definitely a rarity, but what's sad is that
in today's world,
they are a rarity because so many of us get ruined and jaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm jaded. I know
it. Oh, 1,000,000. I say 1,000,000%. I'm not even going to be like, oh, no, of course. No, you are. You're 1,000,000. No, Trey, I'll tell
you not. You're ruined, girl.
But you own it. Like, you don't even, like, you know that you are. Mm. But we all know, like, you can literally pinpoint what it's from. And like I said, that's one of the important things of going to a therapist and relearning that, okay, not everyone's going to be like that. Because a lot of the times what happens is if you go into something with that mindset of, okay, they're going to be a liar, they're going to cheat, they're going to do this, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because you're doing things to push that person to that point.
Yeah.
Because you could get someone who is completely trustworthy and at some point in time, they're going to snap. Because we get tired of being called a liar or something. And you're like, okay, well, you know what? You're going to accuse me of doing all of these things. Well, guess what, sweet cheeks? I'm going to do these things.
Yeah.
And it's not that that's the right thing to do, obviously. But I totally understand when people do that, when they're like, well, yeah, my wife accused me of cheating for the past 10 years with all these different women. I've never once done it. I love my wife more than anything. But because of whatever previous relationships, she's always just assumed I was going to. So I finally snapped. I, well, quote unquote, slipped up and slept with a bar waitress last night. And now she's right. It's like, okay, well, you've had someone telling you for however many years that you're going to do this. So of course, after so long, you're going to start questioning yourself and you're just like, okay, well, why am I putting in this effort then? You don't believe me that I'm not doing it. I might as well just go and freaking do it. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where they go out and do it. And it comes down to you needed to have trust in the first place, like Dana has with Norm, where they have an incredibly strong relationship where it's, he knows he doesn't have to be threatened by anyone. He knows that she's not going to do anything and completely trusts her. And she's not going to.
My husband.
Yes, but he's one of those ones that actually lie. Narcissists will do that. They get you to trust them. And yeah, then
I did trust him. I never questioned anything.
You want to know something? I've been asked, and I know you people out there listening can't see my hands, so I'm going to explain. I'm going to use the air quotes. I've been asked if the shoe was on the other foot and Norm had a, air quote, female friend that was on the same level as my relationship with Kevin, I would be a jealous bitch. And I looked at them, I'm like, and I look at them and I'm like, no, I wouldn't be. I trust my husband.
Well, and to me,
if the shoe was on the other foot, you wouldn't be letting him go to hockey games with females. Yeah, I would. If I'm busy or if I don't want to go, and he has a friend that he can go with. I don't give a fuck if they got four heads and purple feet. Go on. It's because I trust my husband.
Well, I think it comes into, so one of my best friends and I have had long conversations about this, where her and I do like the 8-hour long phone calls, and we can talk about a wide breadth of anything and just talk openly about anything. And we've talked about how a lot of times people in today's society get things confused, where they think that people are quote unquote cheating or doing something untoward that isn't acceptable. But instead it's like, no, they're just communicating and having good, solid, strong friendships. Like, I know that if I'm in a rough place, I could go to you girls, or I could call her in a heartbeat and be like, oh my God, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is what's going on in my head, and talk about anything and everything and not have to worry about it affecting, my relationship with my significant other, because friendships are meant to be fulfilling. And the problem is that in today's world, specifically over on this side of the world, I don't know about the rest of the world, if you have a close friendship or you make a close friendship with someone new, people instantly get threatened and they're like, well, why can't I be enough for you? No one person in this entire world, I don't care who you are, you're never going to meet someone who fills every single aspect of your life 100%.
Exactly.
You always need to have, and that's the point of having friends. You have that one person who your significant other is going to touch on a bunch of different areas in your life that you can share together and that you'll build a life together, but you're always going to need friends to fill the other areas. Like, I have groups of friends that my one friend, he and I didn't even realize after, I don't know, I think we've been talking for, I'll say like 4 or 5 years. And I asked him one day, I'm like, you know what? I know that you're Canadian too. I have no idea where you live. I don't know what you do for work. I don't know anything about your personal life. All our friendship was Star Wars, because we had a friendship built on, okay, you remember this part of the expanded universe? Oh my God. Yeah. Remember in this book at this time doing this stuff? That is what our friendship is. It's expanded a little bit more now, but the basis of our friendship is, I know that if I need to geek out hard about Star Wars and be my complete nerdy self, I go to him. And now we have a little group of friends that I'm like, okay, he's introduced me to them. I'm like, okay, this little group of friends I go to for Star Wars and like Dungeons and Dragons stuff, because the group of us will geek out about that. And that is the niche that they fill in my life. Whereas the significant others might not fill that niche. 9 times out of 10. Well, I'll say 9.9 times out of 10. The significant other that I have is not a huge Star Wars nerd. So therefore I'm like, well, I clearly not going to get that from you. So I have to go find that somewhere else. But it's a friendship. It's nothing more. It's just a really strong friendship built on a specific area that I don't get filled by the significant other. And it's not that it makes the relationship with my significant other any less. It just means that, okay, I know that you don't want to hear me talking about Star Wars for hours on end. I can go talk to my friend John about it, and we're going to geek out and be like, oh my God, yeah. And you remember that next part and that other part and that thing that did the thing? And we're happier than like pigs in mud.
So yes, I get that, because Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally 3 people in my network of friends I can talk to about that. And you're one of them.
Oh yeah, yes, precious. Mm.
And it's simply because, oh yeah, I watched the movies when they came out 20 years ago. Oh, well, I watched them last week again for the 180th time.
Oh yeah.
So, like, for me, I have groups.
Mm-hmm.
I have groups of friends. This group is my friends I talk to about food. This group is my friends I talk to about The Mandalorian, Disney Plus, blah, blah, blah. This is my group for sports.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets to sports, again, I'm in a situation where my female friends don't want to talk about sports because they don't care. Like, I can't say to my group of female friends, hey guys, you know, I've checked on Spirit Airlines and we could fly to New York for like $21.
Damn.
You guys want to go to a baseball game? Like, we'll just go for the day. We'll take the red eye home. We'll go for a baseball game. I can't say that. I can't say, hey, ladies, let's do that. Because there's none of my friends that would want to do that. If I said to some of my female friends, hey, guys, Spirit Airlines will fly us to New York for $21. Then I'm hearing, oh, my God, we can go to a Broadway show. I don't want to go to a Broadway show. I want to go to the Bronx. So it's that fine balance of having of having your friends with the aspects of your life that, like, your hobbies and so
they fill in all those voids.
Yeah, and I mean, Norm and I have done hockey trips. Where we've gone to Montreal to watch a hockey game. We've gone to Cleveland to watch Cleveland and the Yankees on a 3-game home stretch for Cleveland. You know, we've been over to Comerica Park. But sometimes you don't always want to do those things with your spouse. Sometimes you want to say, I just want it to be us girls. And what do you do when you don't have those female friends that want to do that? Like, if I was to say to you, Joyelle, do you want to go to a Tigers game? What are you going to say to me?
Well, I don't like baseball, but
so you've just like punctuated my point. Sometimes having friends of the opposite sex is what gets you through. If you're like, for me, when I have those low points or I'm feeling like not so myself, and I know I can like $12 US sit in the bleachers at Comerica Park. I don't know what the price are, I'm guessing. And sit with a couple friends. And I know those friends are going to help lift me. I'm watching a baseball game, which I love the game of baseball. I don't like watching it on TV. I like to be at the actual park. It's just more, feels
you can
more,
feel the energy.
Yeah, the energy, the vibe is better. And it's just, you know, you have those friends that lift you up. So you want to do those things with those friends that lift you up. I mean, I love Norm with everything in my being, but sometimes he isn't the one that helps me when I'm in a low spot. So I rely on my male and female friends too.
Old and new.
Yeah, old and new.
And I think that it's one of those things too that if you do 100% every single thing together, you have nothing to talk about too. Like if you're doing it's like, oh yeah, well, when I went and saw that game, and then he's like, oh, well, yeah, I was there with you. I saw that pitch. And then, oh yeah. Well, and then when he did this, oh right, you were there. Okay, well, when I did, oh yeah, right, you were there when I spilled
you
the beer.
You remember when that ball almost hit me in the face and the guy in front of me thought, oh yeah, you were sitting beside me going, Doc!
Exactly.
I was in Cleveland 4 years ago.
Doc, not the face!
Yes, the guy in front of me hadn't caught it. It would have hit me right square right there.
Oh,
probably would have hurt.
And then we wouldn't have had this awesome podcast. Like that would have been a problem.
Yeah, because you watch on TV these people that get hit by line drives, and you think, You stupid idiot. You saw the ball coming right at you. Yeah, you see it coming right at you and you're stunned. Like, you can't move. You're like, what the fuck?
You're like, oh my God, it's coming right at me. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Norm was pushing me down. The guy in front of me just went and caught it in his glove, and Norm looked at me, he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, the look on my face was like literally sheer terror, because I knew. And then they put me on the Jumbotron, like, you almost got hit. We were on the Jumbotron, but because the guy in front of me caught it.
Meanwhile, your face is still.
Oh.
Yeah. But so in my opinion, I don't think it's the fact that I don't think significant others should ever be able to tell each other who they can or can't be friends with. Like, I've always gone into relationships, I'm like, I don't expect you to be friends with my friends. I just flat out say that. Like, I've literally every single relationship I've been in with, I'm like, I don't expect you to be friends with my friends. I'll bring you around. You can meet them all. If you don't like them, you don't have to hang out with them. I will go hang out with my friends by myself. That's fine. I don't care. Yeah. And that's just how it is. Like, if someone came along and was like, oh yeah, you can't be friends with Joyelle and Dana, like, no, I'm not okay with that. I'd be like, well, tough shit for you. You can work on that, or you can walk out the door.
They're my Taco Bell bitches. Take a hike.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, that's my sour bacon and my peanut. They ain't going nowhere.
Yes, 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 listeners. I have been christened with a nickname. In our group chat, I am now known as Sour Bacon. I'm not quite sure why. The explanation.
I will explain that after we're done the recording. I will go into a better explanation, because there needs to be visuals added to it to explain all of this.
Yeah, I have to shut my window. It's raining.
Oh, shit.
I'll be back.
Makes me look out my window.
Getting wet. Don't melt, talent. Don't melt.
We need her. Oh my God, keep her alive. And
I feel bad for Joyelle in the aspect that she has been
wrong.
So jaded against. Mm-hmm. I almost said intersex, and that is still the wrong word.
You're like,
goddamn what? COVID fog. About cross sex. Jesus Christ.
What are you? What is
like male female friendship?
Opposite sex? Wow, that took a road to get there.
It's like my COVID brain, lack of sleep, like you name it.
I'm not gonna lie, I would not have figured that out. I'm like, cross sex, intersex, intersection. Like, I don't understand where the opposite sex. Now I understand.
Listeners, if I've offended anybody, I'm so sorry.
I don't think anyone could get offended by that.
I had the last time that I had COVID, I had it for a very long time. And my doctor tells me I have what they're calling COVID fog brain, where I can be in the middle of a sentence and forget the simplest word. So that's what happened when I was trying to say what I was saying about Joyelle. I forgot the word opposite, and I was trying to make up a new word.
I was just saying, I mean, you were slowly getting there. You went with every other word. You're like, okay, sex is in the word. I just don't know how I'm getting there yet. I'm just keep picking words until you get through the alphabet and you're like, I found the word.
Yeah, so.
But yes, as you were saying, I agree. Like, you completely understand why Joyelle is jaded towards the new friends and the opposite sex part. Just because, like, we all know her background and what's happened for her. It would be hard. Like, I had a hard time after this last one where it was like, okay, I because of how she made everything for me with being so closed off from everyone else, it's like, okay, well, I didn't like her friends, And I can remember telling her that one night just because I was mad and upset and hurt and whatever. I can't even remember what the hell it was over at this point in time. But when it boiled down to it, it was the ones that she was cheating on me with. So it was like, oh, that's why I don't like that particular group of friends. Like, now it makes more sense. Now all the truth is coming out. And I knew that, like, I can remember telling my therapist, I was like, I know right now if I went into a relationship, I would not have any trust. I would not trust anyone. And even my mom was like, yeah, you know, like, that's not fair to any of your future relationships to be like, well, the last one fucked me up so badly. Now here's all this new baggage that I'm going to bring into it and toss onto you and be like, well, these are all my expectations of you.
Yeah.
And it's hard, but it takes work to get over that stuff. It took going to therapy and talking through the stuff and accepting things and working through it to the point of going, okay, that's not fair to put on to anyone else. I need to realize that that was her choices. That was what she did with everything. That's her life that she's messing up and affecting others. That does not mean that the next person that I'm with is going to do the same thing. And it's not fair to paint them with the same brush that I did with her. It's like, nope, that brush gets thrown out. It gets a new brush. We open it fresh from the package and go forward. I don't get to question and be like, oh, well, you know, you were on the phone last night for 10 hours with this new friend. When you get a new friend, you're going to talk to them a lot. You're going to talk about them a lot because it's, you get that new person smell. It's like a new car. It's fresh person smell. You're excited because you're learning all these new things.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, there's someone else who has these interests as me. So you only talk about the new things that you have in common with this person, which to some people can be intimidating when they're like, oh my God, are you going to leave me for them? And you're like, well, no, these are the things that, like, I would never be like, oh yeah, you know, my friend John and I, we can talk for hours about Star Wars, Halo, and you know, all these other geek things. I'm totally going to leave you and go marry him. Like, no, I don't know. I don't know what we have else in common.
You don't like penises. You wouldn't do that.
I mean, there's that too. But imagining if I did, this is a pretend alternate reality. So, the listeners aren't going to know why I'm laughing, but it's because of faces.
If what happened to Joyelle had happened to me,
mm-hmm.
I would be exactly the same as Joyelle.
Yeah,
I would be so mm-hmm. jaded against.
That's why I said you're very lucky, like, to have Norm.
Yeah, I was just yeah. saying, you got an amazing husband. Obviously he's not perfect, no one ever is,
and I think nowadays you're an anomaly because people just, they do just trade in, trade up. Mm-hmm. When things get bad, they just move on. They don't
mm-hmm.
you don't fight for things, you don't work things out. It's just like
there's no communication.
I would say that's exactly it. It's 100% it comes down to communication.
I think nowadays people are all out for themselves.
I don't think all
when you're in a relationship, you need to not only think about your own happiness, your own self, but how it affects the person you're with. And people just are more concerned with just themselves.
Well, yeah. It's hard to find a balance because you have such a mix of, you have the givers and you have the takers. And the problem is when you go into a relationship and you have one of each, the takers like to just take everything and the givers just give too much of themselves away. So it's learning to set boundaries that are healthy for everyone.
The talent is going out of control because she's going to say, I think there's more takers in today's world than there are
givers.
I would say it feels like that sometimes, quite honestly. Like,
the talent's gone crazy.
How dare you say that? God. But at the same time, like, you kind of see that when you look at the world, and I look at a lot of relationships and I'm like, okay, they seem to be one-sided more often than not, where one seems to take everything and just thinks that they deserve it. And the other one's just kind of like, okay, well, you know, I love him or her, or them, whatever. And they just go along with it. It's like, okay, but are you happy? And the moment that you ask that question to a giver, you just watch them like freeze up and they're like, why are you asking me that? Why would you, who sent you? Why are you asking me? Like, well, because you're allowed to be happy too. Like, if you're unhappy, we can change some things and like make it better and work on this.
I remember when I was married, my husband met, like developed friendship with a new, like had met a new guy friend and had developed a friendship with this guy friend, which, you know, at first I was like, great. But then it turned into, he was always at his place. He would not come home from work. He'd go to his buddy's place. I'd have dinner cooked. I'd be sitting there waiting for him to come home from work to have dinner. No phone call, nothing. He'd be at his place. I'd have to call up there like the nagging wife to find out where, what's going on. Why aren't you home? Dinner's sitting here. Weekends anymore, when he had days off, it was like he was always there. Didn't want to do anything with me. He'd be doing shit with me. And his buddy would call and he'd answer the phone and then leave me to go be with his buddy.
Wow.
And I was straight up, like I said, I'm jealous of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I seriously, like, I'm jealous of him. And I, and it was just a bunch of lies. Well, you don't have nothing to worry about. And why would you be jealous of him? And blah, 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 whatever. I mean, so I'm very jaded. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's right. But then on the other hand, part of me is like, there comes a point when maybe you got to say, okay, enough's enough. Like, this friendship is interfering or isn't.
No, I understand that.
Well, but that's where, like I said, that's when it comes down to 100% communication, because you can't go from 0 to 100 at a flip of the switch, because it's not fair to the other person who just thinks that, hey, I just have this exciting new friendship that I'm building. And all of a sudden you're like, yeah, well, you can't be friends with them. It's like, no, you be adults, you sit down and you talk about it and say, okay, look, I'm not okay with you talking to so-and-so this many hours of the day, or if I'm around, like, I want us to spend time together. You don't go and answer the phone and do this. Like, but you have respect for the relationship.
But then that only works if the other person's willing to communicate back.
Well, that's why, like I said, it's 100% communication. You have to have open communication, because it's not communication if it's one-sided. Yeah. That's just talking at someone.
My husband just lied to me and I bought it.
Well,
because I trusted him.
Yep.
And he was a narcissist. You come at a narcissist with ultimatums, game over.
But I didn't even know what a narcissist fucking was. Mm-hmm. Like, and I still, even when we got divorced, it took me a couple years after he left me to even realize what that he was a narcissist and what it was, and that, yeah, that's exactly what he was.
Yeah.
And that's actually going to be a fun topic for us to discuss. I think that's in, like, I have that down as in, I want to say, like, in the next couple episodes, I actually have an episode dedicated for us for, where are you? I think either in like 2 or 3 episodes, I have it dedicated for us to actually talk about narcissists, like give definition of it, what our experiences have been, how to handle them,
three different types of narcissists.
Mm-hmm. And I say exactly, like, give a full on, like, it's going to be an episode just dedicated to it, because there needs to be, because all fall.
They are a mind fuck. They do lasting fucking mind damage.
Oh yeah. Like, they're the worst. They're the worst for, the mental health out there completely.
Oh yeah.
Just because of how long the damage lasts, because they do leave everlasting damage. If you don't know how to start, like, if you don't know where to start, number one, if you don't know what a narcissist is, then you don't even know where the hell to start fixing any of the leaks in your own shit there, where you're like,
Joyelle.
Yep.
Do you think what you went through with your ex is a direct result to you having mental health issues?
I think it highlighted them. I think it opened, like, brought it to the surface. I think everything I dealt with growing up, my whole life, I think, has led to the mental. I think they started when I was 14, but
mm-hmm. Yeah,
or maybe younger. Because at 12, at 12 years old, my mom overdosed, and I had to keep her awake on the couch while we waited for the ambulance at 12 years old.
Yeah, I think that's probably I think he just added the icing on the cake, yeah, or he added that
really. Till then, I think I coped with stuff. I didn't let it bother me. But then when he came along, it started I started feeling insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it just brought everything kind of to the surface. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I think this week was a very insightful kind of episode, just to be able to get it, just because I wasn't sure how you girls would feel about it. And obviously the immediate opposite opinions on it right away. Dana with an instant no, and Joelle just I'm here on the opposite side of the fence. Hold on.
Well, it's complicated for me.
Yeah. Well, I said, it makes sense, going through the entire episode, you can understand whenever people are any way that they are, you can kind of understand, okay, if you find out their backstory, you can see why it makes a person the way that they are, where you're like, all right, you can see the exact ingredients that went in.
Yeah, and I think it's not just black and white for me.
No.
It's very
complicated.
I would say there's... As much as I wish that the world could just be in black and white, whether it's right or wrong, that's it. And that's how I wanted. I wanted it that way. Growing up, it took me decades before I got to the point where it's okay, there's shades of gray and I absolutely hate it, because something can be right and wrong at the exact same time. Because there can be rightness to it and then wrongness at there.
Deep inside of me, I do not think anybody has the right to tell you.
Yep.
Who or what you can do in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But circumstances has taught me that sometimes that's not always true. That sometimes it's a necessity.
Sometimes it's okay to question.
Yes.
So
the relationship. Exactly.
I think that's what you kind of can take away from this episode is, while no, you can't outright tell someone who they can and can't be friends with, you can have an open dialogue with them and set boundaries that are healthy for your relationship to say, okay, this is what I'm all right with. This is too much and causes me mental distress.
Yeah.
So on that happy note,
we just have to remember that when we have those conversations, there's three sides to every story. Yours, mine, and the truth.
Yep. Somewhere in the middle lays the truth.
Yep.
All right, so before we end, I'm going to make you two ladies pick things that you love about yourself.
Oh god. Peanut, go.
I was gonna say it's gonna be Peanut first this week.
What do I love about myself? I don't know. I've run out of things that I love.
It doesn't have to be physical.
Nope. I was going to say it can be emotional, physical, mental, something that you do. I feel like Dana went right into the gutter with that.
Well, I love my firm butt.
There we go. That works.
I mean, for being, you know, 46.
Now she's going to be walking around at work and be like, you like my butt?
It's cellulite free.
That's more than most of us can say.
I've got an ass you can bounce quarters off of, son.
I'm going to come walking up behind her with a quarter. Boing! Look at that. Just bounce on. Didn't get so far. Hold on. Let me put on my safety glasses.
Oh my God. She wasn't lying.
Okay. And what about you, sour bacon?
I love my resilience. My resilience to not having any sleep.
Sleep is for the weak.
My resilience to not wanting to kill my cat. My resilience. Just overall, my resilience. I can. I'm struggling.
She yawns.
Oh, excuse me. I'm struggling on 4 broken hours of sleep. And I still managed to get through a podcast where I laughed and smiled.
Yes, you did.
And now I'm going to go have a gallon coffee. Ooh, my honey made cold brew yesterday. I'll go have me a cold brew.
Oh my God. You guys could not see her face, but she went from being tired, half dead to she just lit up like a Christmas tree.
I may have some rum chata in it. It's Sunday after all.
I didn't know that's what Sundays were. Sundays is brought to you by rum chata. So we need sponsorship from rum chata, Taco Bell.
there's a meme out there that I absolutely love. It says, you smell that candle? It smells like Fireball.
Yes.
Us non-alcoholics call that cinnamon.
I love it because we can all identify with it. We're like, that smells like cinnamon. Cinnamon is what you people call that.
So, and you, Taylor, what do you love?
For me, because you made me laugh with your gutter mind, I instantly went to my dirty sense of humor. And the ability to bring that out in everyone. Because you can put like the most innocent person around me. I'll get them feeling comfortable. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you hear the dirty things come out of them. You're like, oh no. Oh no, what have I done? I broke it. I broke the innocent person. You can't put that near me. So I'm definitely going with my dirty sense of humor. Because I can turn anything dirty. And sometimes by complete accident, because I'll say it, look at the people and they're like, oh my God, you're gross. I'm like, what did I, wait. Oh, I made a funny.
What do you mean I'm gross?
I didn't even mean it that way. What were you thinking? What's it say about you?
Life. Everybody does it.
Yeah, exactly. What?
That's
you're going to tell me
that answer.
What? You don't do that position? As if you're too flexible. I know the truth.
I've heard you yeehaw.
All right. And as always, our email is, I almost said my own there for a second, depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com, all lowercase. So you can feel free to reach out to us. Actually, I think we last week or the week before, now I can't remember because I can't tell time. We actually got an email that came in and we should probably respond to that now that I'm thinking about it.
Last week.
Was that last week? I've lost track of all sense of time. So please do reach out to us on it. I'm trying to think, where did I just put the goddamn episodes? There you are. Oh, next week is going to be a good topic, in my opinion, that I think actually for all of us. It's going to be how basically the overarching story of how groups I don't want to say interfere, but interact with our mental health. So I have, you know, group chats, group pages. And like when you get together with groups, just because of the different dynamics, like I think our group chat is actually really good. Ours is a really equal, even flow, but how it affects when you're in other ones where some people feel that they bring a group chat to a screeching halt every time that they say something. So
very good.
I would say, yeah, one of my friends brought that up. I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna take that. That's gonna be an episode because we all know that feeling.
All right. On that note, we wish everybody a fond farewell. Enjoy your day, whatever day you may be listening on. Enjoy your day. If it's Sunday, happy Sunday. If it's your Friday, cheers to the weekend. And if it's the middle of the week, sucks to be you. We really hope that you provide us with feedback. Once again, our podcast can be found on podomatic.com. Podomatic shares our podcast with 11 different platforms. So like Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, we're all over the place. But Podomatic is our main platform. It doesn't cost anything to join. If you guys want to set up an account in order to throw us a like or throw us a comment, we'd appreciate it. It helps us stay relevant in the category of lifestyles, mental health. I think the last time I checked, which was a few days ago because I got busy, we were sitting in 8th spot. So we've cracked the top 10 in mental health, and there's 4,400 mental health categories. So,
excuse me while I let my ego inflate a little bit.
So, well, Peanut pats herself on the back, and Taylor waves all of her adoring non-existent fans. Just give us a like, throw us a comment, and we appreciate you. And remember, love yourself, be kind to yourself, and have a good day.